Monday, October 13th, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45 p.m., followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
All right, I call the order. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call, please.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
Rick contacted me earlier and said that he had some things he was in the middle of, and I thanked him for doing it. He also said that he had met with the city on the TIF thing he was looking into, so I told him to continue that path.
Make motion to excuse Member Bosquet.
Second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yeah, I guess. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room. It's available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda if necessary. Consent agenda item approval of previous meeting September 15th, 2025.
Motion to approve consent agenda item A.
I'd second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
New business A, 2A, board approved to levy the necessary taxes for the current year and certify all levies 77-1601.
There's a copy of all those in your file there.
So those sheets, they all turn their budgets in to me and then I plug them into this Excel file that calculates that, and I did have Christy and Melissa kind of look it over too, just to see if I had entered in the wrong columns, and they all we looked checked on a few things, but as far as we can tell.
And our valuation, total valuation, crossed over the $3 billion threshold, the total county valuation.
Wow.
Those that are in the blue are set by other counties other than us. We set the black.
Does this need to be a motion?
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the Dakota County levies for 2025-2026.
I will second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Christy? Anything? Nothing.
No clear, clear.
All right. No, Mela and our emergency business. I don't see anything. Public comment? You all? I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
We're going to sit here. Just let him.
I'm
right. It's not a simple question.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Do I have the attendance?
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
Rick did call or did contact me and told me you'd be unavailable today, so I would make a motion to excuse Rick.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments on any item that's not on today's agenda. Anybody want to speak? There's not a lot of public here. You got any? All right. We'll move to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous meeting minutes from September 29th. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims, approval of clerk to district court, allocation plan, with Maximus for child support, computation of indirect cost allocation rates. I did come in and go through all of those. I did not read the payroll claims from the 28th to the 11th. There were a couple of glitches in that, and I told them that I would come in first thing tomorrow morning and go through payroll so that we could approve it minus payroll with the distinction that after it's approved in the morning or gone through in the morning, we could.
All right. Make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E with
the caveat on
the caveat. Payroll.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
New business. Angela Epps, Nebraska Extension Office, present quarterly update. How was Angela today?
Good. I just got off from meeting.
That's awesome.
So I'm like ready to see humans.
All right, we're here for you.
So just kind of giving you an update a little bit about what we've been working on since the summer, basically. For myself, a lot of my programming was dealing with workshops and camps and activities that were in Dixon as well as in Dakota County this summer. And I did put down the both county fairs because that does take a lot of my time when it's that fair prep and volunteer management as well as finding judges and keeping families happy through that whole process. And then probably also the 4-H ambassadors. This last year I've had 9 of them in Dakota, Dixon, as well as Thurston County. And so helping them, they help a lot during county fair season. But then also just giving them that opportunity to lead. This year they did a service project. Which was on recycling, and I know Cherie will probably tell you they attempted, but it didn't go well. I think they forgot that when you do recycling, that people just throw recycling just straight into your trash, right, into your recycling containers. And so that was the, oh, we need to sort a little bit on a timely basis. So, yeah. The other one, just to share, is I'm working on school enrichment, and I know Rogelio and I will be working on a project coming up here with our leadership group with the middle school. There's going to be other school enrichment that are coming. I'm going to be at Career Day tomorrow with all the high school sophomores from Northeast Nebraska for Wayne State at the Wayne State College campus. So, and just kind of give Julie some highlights here as well. She's been doing a lot with working with the tribes down in Thurston County with, and then we've had Winnebago educators been up here a couple of times with the orchard. And so she's been working on that project as well as educating kids about pollinators, trees, and just the progress that goes on at the orchard. So it's a great spot to get kids out to see the site. Not sure we're picking apples yet. I haven't talked to Carol, but at least getting kids out there to see that whole process. And I know that she's going to be starting Leadership Dakota County, which I know Rogelio is part of as well, which starts this Thursday, I believe. Is that right?
We started last month.
Well, but I mean, the session is Thursday. Yep. So that's a really, really busy. And you probably are also aware that Brenda is no longer in our office. Her funding was cut due to federal cuts. And so her last day was September 30th. And so we're already missing Brenda. In the space. Yeah. So right now it's Julie, myself, and Tammy that are all holding down the fort for our office. So questions at all? Or we are very appreciative of our budget that you guys approved here. Thank you.
And the ambassadors that you have, they go to the different fairs, or do they just go to individual?
They just go to the main fair. Okay, I had some kiddos from Dakota County that went to the Dixon Fair a couple of days because the teens all got to meet each other in April, and they bonded well. And a few of them, I think, go to school together. They're just in different counties. And so they came over and spray painted trash cans and all kinds of fun stuff to do the recycling project.
No good.
So, but yeah, Dakota and Thurston have used to have King and Queen, and now adding ambassadors gives it a looks better on a resume or a college application rather than just saying King and Queen.
I was a King when I was 4.
What was that?
I said I was the king of the fair.
Were you the king one year?
No, no, I mean, yeah. But so, no, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just an opportunity for them to to learn some new skills. So any questions at all or anything? Because I know that we have another report probably in December coming up. So, yeah.
And thank you.
Very good. Awesome. Well, thank you guys.
You bet. Appreciate what you guys do over there.
Well, we're trying to keep our head above water, so.
You'll do it.
Thank you.
Yep. Teresa was going to be here, but she is in the middle of giving shots, so Teresa is going to get pushed back, I think, to our next meeting. Okay. Approval or deny free flu shots for employees of Dakota County at the Dakota County's Health Department. We've done it in the past. I would be in favor of that.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All right, Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Stephanie Gatzmeyer, treasurer, to report the list of parcels eligible for foreclosure through the county attorney's office. There's a list in your file of the ones that are 3 years delinquent, and what can you tell us, Stephanie?
Yep. I can do the best I can. All these parcels are, taxes have not been paid in the last 3 years or more. So, and nobody picked them up during the tax sale. I mean, once you owe this, I mean, it's the top dog there, so.
Yep. There's, we looked through those parcels. I looked through them earlier today. There's like odd-shaped corners of parking lots and things of that nature, but nobody has picked up the taxes on those for the 3 years, so.
No, and I do have the sheets printed out, so if anybody needs to look at anything, just let me know.
So is that an informational deal, or is that an action item, Kim? Do we need
action.
So, just that we received it?
You have to direct my office to foreclose on them.
Okay.
Or outside counsel.
All right. Well, I think that I would make a motion.
When you say foreclose, what does that? Is that
petition in district court on each one, and then if no one comes in and pays them at that point, we ask the judge to order them be sold, and then Lieutenant Walsh gets to do a sale. And generally, they don't sell.
Oh.
So they're sitting.
And the proceeds of sale go to the county?
Mm-hmm.
And then minus, there was a Supreme Court, if there's money owed, if they have equity in the properties, don't they? Can't they still come back and claim some of that against the
investor that bought the taxes?
Whoever. How does that work?
Who bought it?
If there were some deals with some tax sales here, I know a while back,
yeah.
And then Russ Supreme Court ruled that if the person that owned it that was delinquent on the taxes had equity in the property, they were still entitled to some of that money as part of the equity. So does that come out of the county share then, or is that the new owner? Good luck with that one.
Basically, the second one, because all the county's trying to get back is
the
taxes.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I would make a motion that the county attorney's office goes ahead and files to sell those properties to satisfy the tax judgment against them.
I'll second.
Go ahead.
I have a question. Are these then going to be posted or in the newspaper so then other people would know about those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if somebody sees it and can let people know, you know, these are up for, or whatever. But yeah, other people will have a notice to see what's going on.
Is that the
Hardy?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Road departmental band presenting bid for hauling gravel for the county shop and request board approval and chair to sign contract agreement.
As you can see, Oban Construction submitted a bid to haul gravel, pretty similar to what some of the other people had done. I think back in March when we did gravel bids, Boyer Valley was doing it for $16, $16.50. I was going to look that up before I left. We don't have any other bids for hauling out of piers. I do have another contractor who asked to haul gravel too, so I just submitted him the form today to fill out. Some of these construction guys are kind of stalled out looking for something to do.
Is that Knife River?
What's that?
Is that Knife River?
Knife River called about having some product that they had. They have a up at a pit, and they would get it to Sioux City. They are charging $10 a ton for it. They'd get it to Sioux City and charge it add $16 hauling fee, so it'd be $26. Dean's going to look at that tomorrow, and that might be an option too. If they get it to Sioux City, then our trucks aren't running that far either, so average price of hauling, I guess, anymore. The $6.50 from a couple years ago was no more.
Are there, we're just not able to keep up?
Correct. Yeah. We want to get a little bit of a stockpile. We thought maybe we would, Boyer's hauled in like a couple loads to us. We're hoping, what did we come up with? We thought maybe if they would haul, we get about 50 loads hauled in, that would help us. And then, you know, if Oban wanted to do 20, Boyer do 20, kind of see where we're sitting from there. If the product is good at Knife River in Sioux City and we're happy with how that's working, you know, we wouldn't need anybody to haul in. We could start hauling some of the stuff ourselves as well.
So the $15.50 from Hardington and $15.50 from Pearson, $16.75 from Haywarden is per ton?
Per ton, correct.
Why don't we ever have a gravel pit in Dakota County? Mm-hmm. And you have that built in for 50 loads or what have you?
We had talked to Cherie about having room in our budget. But yeah, we're watching our budget numbers pretty close. It was tight. So yeah, we've got a. But we don't want to be left in the spring with, if we have a bad spring, not having any product on the ground either.
Is there ever a time in the winter when they're. Even when we're not spreading gravel in the winter, we won't be able to get ahead, you don't feel like?
We can get some hauled in, but the pits will only have so much.
Tell
and when it's out, it's
tell
out.
It's out, yeah.
And
want to get it while we can.
Yeah, and then, too, you get to the point where it doesn't want to hardly come out of the trucks mm-hmm. when it gets that cold. So, I mean, they might have 20,000 on the ground, but it's getting harder and harder to get, so all the other counties are trying to get it as well. So we might only end up with couple thousand ton on the ground.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that we should, you know, should approve them as well as the other people, and at your discretion, you know, get it what you think you need to have in there.
Okay. So that would be. You want us to make sure the other one, I can't think of what the name of his business is, when he submits that this week. Do you want me to bring that back before the board? If they're comparable, we go ahead and...
Well, is this something that... Do we need to put out a competitive bid for?
We did that back in March, but now we're having a couple contractors who've got nothing going on right now who want to keep their people busy, and that's kind of where this is coming up.
I would say leave it with the county road commissioners to look at it and decide.
Okay.
Get back to those two and... You good with that, Ricky Bill?
Absolutely.
That way when it goes bad, it's used to blame.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
Do we need a motion?
You need
that agreement with OBAN.
I'd second that.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. And then the road report. Old business. The road report.
I was hoping since I was standing here, you wouldn't say old business, but we'll go on.
Old business. Well, go ahead. Let's see what we got here.
We had 213.5 hours maintaining, 15 minutes in overtime, 17 hours on tree removal. We had 161.25 hours on projects, doing ditch work and some culverts. They did get out and get M Avenue seeded. There's a little bit more work we got to do out there to kind of help control the water from running so much. 127 hours hauling gravel. We hauled a total of 1,208.84 tons of product into the road, or into the yard, no, onto the roads, and 177.52 of 1-inch rock into the yard, and 132.13 tons of gravel into the yard. We had 45.5 hours on signing, and requests for grading was just one on Fiddler Creek. Any questions?
I don't have them. You guys?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Board review letter received from Cooley attorneys regarding destruction of files and deciding on how to respond. My understanding is these files are from back in 2005, was it 2003? Collective bargaining stuff from the road department, and I would recommend that we have those files destroyed. It's well over the amount of time that we would need to hold on to them. Let's take a minute and read through it, see what you guys think.
I'd second it whenever you guys move.
So Marty, you moved?
Yep.
Jeff, you seconded?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Next, closed session to discuss Nebraska employee, local 251, road department union negotiations, paternal order of police, Dakota County corrections officers, sheriff's office, and union negotiations. For the deputies union negotiations.
Motion to go to closed session for the items listed.
Second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Is anybody going to the government conference?
Randy's back, so we're good.
Nobody wanted to wait.
All right, I'd make motion to go to come out of closed session, back into open session.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes. Make a motion for the have the chair to sign the contract with the road department and local union 251.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. All right, commissioner committee reports. Anybody have anything in
mind? I went to the NACO legislative session yesterday. I have copies of the proposed legislative issues that they're currently working on to for their priority list. And then I got a bunch of the same information that Sheree sent out earlier about the salary study for the elected officials and all that stuff. And did you look? They're supposed to have a dashboard, online dashboard, to help you figure all this stuff out. And on Thursday, it had a tweak that they had to make to it, so it wasn't quite live yet. But
Okay.
They will have a dashboard to help you figure that a bunch of that stuff out. And
I did learn. I did just learn today that by is it December 15th we have to
January
or January 15th we need to come up with the salaries for the elected officials for the next 4 years, 27 through 31, I think.
And there's a formula that they have on that for that, and they actually have recommendations for the counties already and all that stuff too. So
okay.
But anyway, I have, and I'll send out the electronic copies of the legislative priorities and stuff that they had. It was good. Senator Von Hollen was there, who's is co-chair of the Revenue Committee. He was a very interesting guy to listen to. It was a good session.
I called Jeff the other day, and he was talking to our state senator.
I had lunch with Senator Meyer.
Glenn is very accessible, so if there's any questions you have, make sure you contact him. So.
Do you do anything with this today? Those cameras?
Oh, the cameras.
Okay, yeah. I just want
to
make sure.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I've been Simcoe. I've been with them a lot. So.
Oh, very good for you.
I'm doing a lot with Simcoe right now. So that's coming, more of that information is coming from that with housing. And I've been even going to all the meetings on the roads stuff.
Oh, nice.
So thank God they're doing everything on Zoom.
Good, Brian. Thank you.
So proud of you. Yeah, there's some other things I came from right now. Tell me. Growing Communications, we had that meeting.
Yeah. Any mail or emergency business?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Not going to do anything about the GL unions this time?
The what?
There was no motion to